Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
We are in our Adding Value to People series, and today I want to talk about how we move from here to there. And in our context at It Works, this is going to be how we move from whatever color personality we are, red, blue, yellow, green, how do we move from the basic personality that we have to the high functioning version? And we do that, our goal for that is so that we can be the best that we can be at adding value to people. So a lot of times, you know, it's very easy in this business to say, oh, well, I'm a green, I just don't function that way, or you know, oh, well, I'm a yellow and, you know, I can't be, I don't like confrontation, or, well, I'm just a red and that's how I am. And, you know, you're just gonna have to accept it. And then blue, well, I'm just blue. That's how I am, you know, yada, yada. But can we not just use our colors as a crutch anymore? What I would love is to move from just being a green to a high functioning green. And there's a document that floats around that kind of describes what it's like to be a high-functioning version of the color that you are. And this is important because, you know, when we do start, you know, falling back on, well, this is just the way I am and I'm not wired that way, I fully believe that any person can change and any person can learn better ways, you know, more ways to be a better leader, which I think is why you're listening to this, right? We are all learning how to be better leaders, because none of us really got into this to lead these huge teams. We've talked about this in the past. So what if we all committed to moving from where we are right now and doing that personal development, being intentional, there's that word again, being intentional, and really making a decision that we are going to improve our leadership and we are going to get better and we're going to grow our strengths and we're going to become the best version of ourselves. You know, we don't have to be like anybody else. We've talked about that too. We don't have to be like anybody else, but we can definitely improve ourselves and be the best version of us that we can be. And that's what we're talking about when we say we need to move from here to there. So instead of, you know, I mean, I can use myself as an example. I am not yellow in the least at all. I do not want to write handwritten thank you notes to anybody. I've never been wired that way. I don't think to send gifts when there's been a celebration or a sad thing that has happened. It is not my initial reaction to send a gift or to send a card. My initial reaction is definitely to stop and pray for whatever's going on and send them a word of encouragement, because that's my personality. I'm green. I love words, right? And then my love language is words of affirmation. So, you know, words are my thing, but gifts, love, my love language is not gifts. I definitely don't have any yellow. I have a little bit, but definitely not my strongest color. But even though that is the truth, I have committed, especially since we came back from the Global Leadership Summit and I learned about adding value to people, I am committed to being better about this. And even though I do not function this way, I'm not wired this way, I can learn. And I can set up things in my life that make me better at this. So I have reminders set in my phone every day to think of ways to add value to people. I have those reminders set throughout the week. I have little tasks in my phone or in my Apple Watch, you know, to remind me to look for ways to add value to people. You know, have I checked in with so-and-so? I know her love language is quality time. Have I checked in? You know, something else that we've just started on my team is I have basically a profile for all of my personally enrolled distributors and now my leaders as well. I know what color they are. I know their love language. Are they married? Do they have kids? You know, I'm keeping track so that when things happen and I'm intentionally looking for ways to add value to their life, I have these other details that will show me exactly how to do that. And in the ways, you know, in the ways that they are wired. So this is really just making this not about me anymore. You know, yes, I am not wired yellow. I am not wired for gifts, but this isn't about me. It's about moving from here to there and becoming a high functioning version of myself. And I am definitely a work in progress. Quentin Conway says he's not perfect. He's a process. Well, that's me to a T. I am a process just like you guys. But I'm always looking for ways to be better. And this was an area that I was definitely lacking in. And all of my leaders really felt convicted in this area that we can do so much better at adding value to people if we would just have an open mind and know that we can all improve in areas. And just because this might not be our strength now or something that we're wired for, we can definitely get there. We can move from here to there, be intentional, add value to people, and make their lives that much better because we're in it. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.